This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Ithi Agnihotri Modholkar.
An earthquake drill involving nine states will take place Tuesday. It's called the Great Central U.S. Shakeout. It's designed to educate people what to do if a major earthquake was to strike. It's put together by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the U.S. Geological Survey, and many other partners. Public Information Officer with the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management, Renee Pressler, says the drill is important.
Because lots of people, even though, you know, you hear, oh, well, we're on the New Madrid Fault or the New Madrid Fault's in central United States, nobody ever really focuses on it the way, you know, people in California and other areas around the world focus on earthquakes. You know, it's just kind of, it's there, but it hasn't erupted in a long time. It hasn't started shaking. We're going to be okay. It's nothing to worry about. And what we want to tell people is, you know, earthquakes happen without notice.
The Great Central U.S. Shakeout will be held Tuesday morning at 10:15. At that time, participants are encouraged to drop to the ground, take cover by getting under a sturdy desk or table, and hold on to it until the shaking stops.
The chairs of the Arkansas Legislature's Joint Budget Committee say lawmakers are still interested in finding funds for COLA, or cost of living raises for state employees, this year. Senator Gilbert Baker and Representative Kathy Webb say there will be discussion on the matter in the next few weeks. Webb says legislators have been asking for information on how much a COLA would cost.
I think we're just getting ready to send the information out to the members on what the general revenue costs would be for a COLA. Members requested that about a week and a half ago based on different salary levels and different COLA amounts, and we've just gotten that ourselves, and so now we're going to send it out to the members later this week, and so there will be a lot more discussions that take place.
State workers were slated to receive a 1.86% raise last year, but Governor Beebe dropped the idea in favor of funding tax cuts backed by legislators.
State lawmakers may have to revisit the issue of raising the diesel tax in the 2013 legislative session. The Arkansas Trucking Association, which supported, then deserted a diesel tax hike proposal last year, says it will try again to persuade legislators to support the tax. Association President Lane Kidd says the industry is willing to tax itself to invest in state road and bridge repair. He says truckers pay at least 90% of the state diesel tax.
The U.S. railroads will spend $8 billion improving track that it owns because it realizes how important it is to have good, efficient system of tracks to deliver freight. Trucking is exactly like that, except our track, if you will, are the roads and bridges of Arkansas. We need to invest in their improvement, and yet we must have the public's support to do that.
Kidd says the Trucking Association will launch a campaign in the summer and fall for the diesel tax increase, but he did not say how much the increase sought will be. Some lawmakers who opposed the tax last year said it might result in an increased cost of goods, which would ultimately hurt consumers. One sports note, the Arkansas Razorback women's basketball team tries to win a sixth SEC game in a row when they host Alabama tonight, tip-off at 7 at Bud Walton Arena.
KUAF is supported by Rogers Little Theater, which continues its 26th main stage season with the musical Hairspray, beginning Friday, February 10th and running through the 26th. In this production, a lovable plus-size heroine finds herself transformed from an outsider to teen celebrity overnight. 631-8988 or rogerslittletheater.org for tickets or more information.